we pray right now, God, once again, for your presence to be in this class. We thank you, Father, for your power and his anointing. We thank you for these students, Father, who are here to hear your word. We pray, God, that you just be with us, that the Holy Spirit just fall through this place. Maybe you say something, Father, that will cause us to increase our prayer life, to begin to see things manifest more in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm going to try my best to just stay calm tonight and give you some good instructions. All right? Y'all have exams coming up next week, right?
Yeah.
All right, online student exam is next week. All right, I'll post exactly what's going to be an exam. I don't know if you're home, but I'll post it on the site. Tonight, we're going to deal with the golden key to prayer. The golden key to prayer. But before we go any farther, I want to make a few statements that I feel that are beneficial for tonight. First of all, the apostle was on the line. I think the prophecy he gave us that the God gave him is very effective for this lesson tonight. He said the inventory is what? The inventory is open. Make your order. The inventory is open. Make your order. Place your order. All right? Well, we're going to deal with the golden key to prayer. Because we're going to look at a scripture. When you said it, I just leaped. That's going to be our main scripture tonight. But it's going to go into what he prophesied. All right? If a man doesn't know how to pray, he will fail. Luke 18:1. It says that men should always what? Always pray. If not, he's going to what? Faint. In other words, that word faint means to quit, cave in. If you're not a prayer, if you don't know how to pray, when circumstances or life situations arise, you will fail. Louisiana has one of the worst tragic situations I've ever seen in my life. And I say that because if you go on either I-10 or I-10 West, coming out of Gonzales to Baton Rouge or from Baton Rouge to Gonzales, if one person have a flat tire, it's a bitter interstate. It sets the whole city down. All right, I say that to say this. It's the second Sunday in a row I went back home, and the interstate has been just shut down. Now, if you try to get off on Holland, that's not going to work because everybody's doing the same thing. If you try to get off on airline, guess what? Everybody's going by airline. Now, what I like about larger cities such as Houston, if you're just trying to get to the Scholarly area or to the airport, they have something called a bypass.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through all that traffic.
Yeah.
You can go around all that stuff to get to where you're going. Statement. When you are a prayer and you are a Christian will override or bypass the system by staying connected to God. In other words, when you are a prayer, and connected to God, there are going to be things that you will be able to get around that other people can't get around. Because as a child of God, when you pray, it's a bypass. You won't have to go through a system of trying to get promoted like everybody else. You won't have to try to get increased through manipulation or networking. You understand? When you are praying, you bypass all that. While everybody else trying to hustle and bustle to get ahead, all you gotta do is pray and make the question, how they did this? You see me? Deception. Say deception. Will pass you by, deception will pass by a non-praying Christian. I like doing certain things just for the sport of it. Not because I'm like, I just like to see how crazy people are. There is something called Instagram. Alright? And everybody be posting on Instagram all the time. So I just like to see what people be doing. Alright? Now, one of the things I've noticed is, I notice a lot of women, specifically women, would always put on there how they wish they could find a good man. They wish they could do this, a relationship. This could be us, but you just playing. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. But I ask myself, I wonder if you pray as much time as you posted on Instagram. I'm about to tell you something. I said the central of bypass a non-playing Christian. So watch this. If you're looking for a good man, and not praying, or a woman, and not praying properly, if you're not a prayer, that smile will get you. That hand will get you. Him telling you how much he loved God to go to church will get you. But see, when you're a prayer, if you're not a prayer, the deception will paint you right back. See, the Bible says the devil, the enemy, he's going to come like an angel of light. In other words, he's going to look so true that if you're not a prayer, you're missing. He ain't come with no pitchfork or red tail. He's going to come with a shiny teeth, the nice bill, the nice red polo cologne. You understand? Carrying a Bible in one hand, and you ready to go. But you're a prayer. The Lord will tell you in your prayer, they're going to have one going to come. He ain't the one. I'm going to throw that nugget to you. I'm going to get back in prayer. It's going to be good. You ever notice how when the Bible and Adam and Eve met Adam, he had them to name all the animals before the mate? I'm going to hit you with something. I'm going to leave alone. I'm going to preach it. I preach it before I leave alone. God would always see your animal before you see your mate. All right. I'm telling you now, but you better do it better. All right. Many people don't pray. If you didn't hear what the prophet said tonight, you missed it. Many people don't pray because they don't know the importance of prayer. See, when we say prayer, when we say pray, we really don't know how important it really is. I'm going to make a statement in a minute that's going to blow you away. If you are in a praying position, whatever you come against, you'll be able to come out of it. If you're in a prayer position, whatever comes up against you, you'll be able to come right out of it because of what reason? You are what? A prayer. All right? A person who knows how to pray will be ahead of the pack. You always be ahead of the pack. Just a few notes before we get in, nuggets, before we get in there. I don't know. Some of y'all may have pipe cable. Some may have dish. Some may have other U-verse or different things. But I have DirecTV. And they're a whole lot better than they used to be. I remember when I first got it. If the wind blew, I couldn't see that. You know. But now it's a whole lot better. It has to be a pretty hard rain now, storm, for it to not work. But if you have DirecTV, when it happens, you saw a signal across the screen that says 771. I know that number all day long. 771, unable to get signal at this time. I can't get a signal because I lost the frequency. I'm no longer tuned in, so my pitch is no longer clear. Prayer tunes you to the Spirit of God, and it keeps you on the right frequency at all times. See, as long as you're praying, it'll keep you, it'll tune you into the Spirit of God, and it'll keep you on the right frequency. So what I just told you, so even if something comes up, you better get out of it. When you are on prayer, when you are in tune with God, everything is clear. And last but not least, leadership of the Holy Spirit is security. When you've been led by the Holy Spirit, when you pray, He leads you. It's security. Go to Isaiah 64. Isaiah 64. We talk about the golden key to prayer. Isaiah 64, look at verse 7. And the scripture reads it says, "And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirs up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities." Jeremiah 33. Remember that scripture we just read? Who do you think called upon him? None. Nobody. And look at Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you the great and show you great and mighty things that you what? Knowest not. Notice in Isaiah 64, he said, none call upon me. Can I tell you something? The reason why a lot of things have not happened yet, because you ain't called upon him yet. You haven't called upon him properly. And because you haven't called on him or called on him properly, he said, I can't do it to you. But then in Jeremiah, now he comes the apostle now. The inventory is open. What you mean the inventory is open? Right here, Jeremiah 33 and 3, the golden key to prayer. Call unto me. He didn't say, I'll think about it. It might. I don't know. We're going to shoot dice and see what's going to happen. He said, no. Call unto me. The inventory is open. I answered it. What did he say? I'll pray to order, and I'll show you the great mighty thing that you know is not. See, not only things that you're praying for, but things you don't even know going to show up. Because the problem said, Eric, because you don't know what's in the inventory. This inventory is so large. Even when you call in, God will answer you, but I'm going to still show you great mighty things that you still don't even have an idea of. Listen, a lot of scripture. Just for your notes, 2 Corinthians 13 and 9. 2 Corinthians 13 and 9. You know, but I'm going to read it to you after I make this statement. God's people have always found out the best of their God when they're in the worst conditions. Hallelujah. God is good at all times. Y'all say God is good? All the time, and all the time what? God is good. But he seems to be at his best when we are at our worst. I'm gonna give him credit this time. Next time I preach it, I ain't gonna say his name. But me and Reverend Montrell was talking today, and he said something that to me was so powerful. And we were talking about worship and bad teaching on Sunday. And he said he made a statement about sometimes a singer sings, their voice cracks. Alright? And we're talking about an episode when one day when service hit and he was saying before he sang, he said he really couldn't sing because he was so full. And we're talking about that when you're really full, you really can't sing. When you're crying, you really can't sing. He was saying how his voice works. But he said, because your voice cracks. But then he came up with this. He said, but I thought he found something out. He said, when something is caught, we found out, he made a statement, he realized that when something is caught now, it gives God not an opportunity to fill it in. Yeah, amen, amen. So, when you try to sing and you don't sound too good and the voice is cracking, sometimes that's a good thing, because now the Spirit of God can come in and do what he needs to do, and fill that spot. 2 Corinthians 13 and 9, he says, when we are glad, when we are weak, we are strong. Good God Almighty. When we are weak, he is what? We are strong. And this we also wish, even your profession. So, it seems as if, though, it seems to be at our best, we are at our worst. You see, when I'm weak, when I realize when I'm weak, my infirmity. Pastor always teaches us this. When you realize that I can't do this, it's when God will really show up. See, me and my children was laughing about this. Me and my children was laughing about it. It's so amazing that every time I come here, every time I minister, I get butterflies. I get scared. I get nervous. I get weak in the knees. I like, Lord, like, and people are like, what you talking about? Like, I'm scared. But I found out when I become weak, that I'm nursing, give it back to you, to put in and take care of whatever you take care of. Now, if you ever take the attitude of, oh, I got this, you're going to get a hard lesson. And I hate using Reverend Montrell in this way, but we talk about it, and he said one time, you didn't even do nothing. And he said, God opened it, he was singing one day on stage, and he was jumping, and he didn't even tell us. You know, but see, what happens is, though, we use it for example, He didn't do anything wrong, but the thing is, you never want God to take your peace from you. If you don't think you're doing it, God will save you. Now, the text separates itself in three different parts here in Jeremiah 33:3. But three particular truths. The first one is, prayer is commanded. What did he tell us to do? Call unto him. It's a command. The second thing he said was, God has promised an answer. He said, I will answer thee. Prayer is commanded. Call unto me. Second, God has promised an answer. I will answer thee. Thirdly, faith is encouraged. How is that? He said, and I will show you great mighty things which you know of not. Let's look at prayer is commanded. We are not merely counseled and recommended to pray. We're not merely recommended to pray, but it's something that we're commanded to do. We don't have a choice. This is not something we just can just, oh Lord, I'll pray. No. God said, I command you to pray. Now watch this statement. The world gets the best of our time while prayer gets the leftovers. Did you hear what I just said? The world gets the best of our time while prayer gets the leftovers. You know, it's amazing how a hospital can build a new hospital, add the rooms, add the machines, get the parking lot ready, just get everything they need. Do they have to go out and advertise we need 6 people? I'm going to go there. Do you forget to eat? You forget to rest? I know you'll forget to go to work. If you did, you wouldn't have a job. But often do we forget to wrestle with God in prayer? Do we forget to spend periods of consecrated fellowship with our Father, our God? I like this statement. Watch this. Many believers, now watch what I'm about to tell you. Many believers' worldly ledger is so bulky that they can't move it. In other words, the worldly ledger simply specifies stuff that you have piled up to do. A ledger is usually like a big book. You have notes and receipts and all that kind of stuff. And he said, many believers' worldly ledger is so bulky that they can't move it. And the Bible represents their devotion, but it's so small, we can put it in our back pocket. We give hours to the world, but minutes to Christ. We give our strength and our freshness to the ways of mammon, and our kindness to the ways of God. Man, we give our strength and our freshness. We get up in the morning, so we wake up, we get up, we look our best, we smell our best, we stand in the mirror forever, trying to get their hair right, looking good, stop giving our Starbucks coffee. We get to work, we give them everything we got, and we do all this, and if they say we got dinner time, you're going to get paid $55 to bed time, we're going to get that overtime, the end of time, we're going to get it, and then we get home, we can eat that good meal, we're in the house that God gave us, and every house is standing, white good, chicken good, and then the alarm will start getting off. And if you do pray, or trust to pray, we give our strength and freshness to the ways of mammon and our kindness to the ways of God. Think about this. We give God our leftovers. How would you feel, or your children feel, you invite somebody to your house and you get in some baked chicken, you and boy, some coffee, you feed them good, and then you tell your children, go in there, you take off the bone, whatever they got left. Well, that's how we do God. We give him the tithe, the leftover part of it. Let's look at a few scriptures quickly that tells us to call on God. Let's look at Psalm 50. We just want to build a case easiest scripture to go back, look at. Psalms 50 and 15. It says this. It says, "And call upon me in a day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt go upon me." See, there it is again. Call on me. The inventory is open. Psalm 62. Psalm 62 and 8. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is ready for it. Pour out your heart. Call on it. Give him everything you got. You saw the apostle, good Lord, have mercy. You saw him in the presence of God tonight. When he gets to that point, all he should be doing is pouring out his heart. And see, when you pour out your heart, and watch this, when you worship him or pray to him in spirit of truth, he got to show up. Isaiah 55. Boy, he got a lot of scriptures, so do. Isaiah 55. But I want you to get it. I want you to have it. Isaiah 55 and 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. See, you may not always have an opportunity to call on him. You may not be in a situation to call, so you got to keep him near. There are times when God commands his people to pray, not only in the Bible, but also directly by the motions of his Holy Spirit. See, I told you earlier about you have to be led, that when you live, the leadership of the Holy Spirit leads to security. In other words, there are times where you may not be reading the Bible, you may be at work, may be writing, or whatever it is, and the Holy Spirit now will offer you to pray. But you won't know it unless you just spend time with it. You see, Reverend Leroy, you know, we talk about, so he says something, I'm learning, I listen to these boys all the time. I listen to them. No respect when I say, boy, disrespect to me. We were talking one day, and he was working up on some of the cows and the guys on the truck. And, you know how when you're rushing, you want to do something, you got to get somewhere, you're on time, and you got to get this, get that, get that. And all of a sudden, he's like, boom, now we got to get this thing in there. And Lord told him, hold up. Just take your time, it's toxic. You don't know what I'm preventing you for. You have a business meeting you're trying to get to, somebody you need to meet with by signing the contract, and you can't, don't get frustrated, God may not want you to sign it. But if you are not a prayer, and if you're not able to feel or hear the answer of the Holy Spirit, you'll make the wrong move. God may not want you to go on that date tonight. You rushing down work trying to get your man into that, he may not want you to go with that man or that woman. It may not get you to go to that interview, job interview. You know, I'm not saying it is, but are you listening to the leading of the Holy Spirit? Did you pray about it? When you get in the flow of prayer, when you get in the flow of prayer, it becomes much like a water wheel that runs a well when there's plenty of water. All right? In other words, they have a wheel, and they used to get water, that wheel would run. But as long as that water was flowing, that wheel would move. And the water would come to the floor. Alright? But turns very little force when the brook is growing shallow. In other words, that wheel was turning when the water was flowing from the river. As long as that water was hitting it, that wheel will turn. Just like in life. As long as you're playing, everything's clicking. Everything's going. But the moment that you stop playing, that wheel is going to slow up. People have to ask a lot of times, well, the devil is so busy. This time they have, no, you just ain't playing. Stop giving the devil so much credit. He ain't that bad. He a two-foot, no-good rascal. With no power. And tell him I said, when we enjoy visitations from on high, we should be particularly consistent in prayer. The more time you spend with God, the more experience you get with God, the more experience you get with God, the more consistent that you want to be in His presence. See, you want to be in somebody's presence that you enjoy being around. You don't want to be in nobody's presence. You're like, here they come. You don't want to be in their presence. But somebody, the people that keep you, that's got a joyful spirit. You just love to be around. Wait a minute. So think about this. When they call upon me, and the pastor said that in the song of heaven, I want to be around somebody who tells me, they will tell you what you want.
Yeah.
I never forget what the first time I heard Pastor tell the story about his daughter. He said, "Oh Lord, I want to see that Lord Jesus. I'm going to see it." He told his daughter, he said, "Stop to your drop." I don't think I understand what the Lord said. I don't think I understand what that means. But y'all know what that means. He said, "Stop to you." He didn't say go to TJ Maxx and go stop him or go to Mick. He said, "No, go stop to you drop. I don't care where you go. Go to Lewis. Go to town. Go, you want to just go to you, just get, can't get no more in the car." You know what I'm saying? See, that's how our God is, though. When you pray, when you call upon Him, the inventory of everything, He says, like, "Go, son, just stop yourself out. What you want?" Good God Almighty. I got a question. If God told you you can have anything in here tonight, he told you, you got to go for it. He said, "But it's only one thing you got to do. Call on me." It's just that simple. Call on me. What you want? He said, "But I know what he said." He said, "I'm going to answer you." Do you know how popular it is? In other words, pray to order. I can't get out here and everything back, but I'll pray to order. And he said, "I see it now. Them people stole that from God. I just thought they were going to go. Bird King say, have a joy. So now I'm going to say, pray to order, tell how you want it." All right. Glory to God. And ask the promise. Let me tell you the answer here. When God bids us to pray by His most of the Holy Spirit, we should commit ourselves to prayer. Alright? Look at Romans 8. I want you to see this. Because I had never saw it like this until I was studying. Romans 8. I'm about to give you a revelation. And when you will leave here tonight, ride down the road. Some of y'all man will be riding home. Y'all will be all out there, all the stuff y'all calling in. God is calling in from everything. So I'm about to show you something. I can't wait till this week. I can't wait till this dog to, well, when it is. What tomorrow is? Wednesday? Oh, I got 2 days a week. And the apostle said he's going to teach in Seattle. What would you do if you can sow what you own? Well, I'm about to show you something here. We're talking about this prayer, this inventory, and this order. Watch this here. I'm about to make a simple statement. I will not go on my feet. Romans 8:32. Some of y'all know this. He that spared not his own son, but lift him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely Also, freely give us what? The inventory is open. What he's talking about, this, right? We get with a prayer night. But I'm about to make a statement to you, because I don't think you really know what I'm about to say. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Now, before you got to say you're saying, right? You see that kind of smoke, right? You see what's in it. All right. Go, you see it, right? He forgave your sin while you were a sinner. Right? So that means he heard your prayer, right? Or your request, right? If the Lord did not refuse to listen to my voice when I was guilty as a sinner and enemy, how can he disregard my cry now that I'm justified and saved? We can leave right now, cry over. You can leave right there. If you heard my prayer, if you heard my cry calling him when I was a sinner, when I was living with his enemy, to get me saved, how much more than I'm justified and saved when I call him, he won't do that for me? What you mean I can't ask God for nothing? What you mean you don't want me to have a door? The screaming wounds of Jesus are the sure guarantee for answered prayer. When he died on that cross, he gave you the right to do to call upon Jesus. He gave you the right to use his blood. Hebrews 11:6. You know what it says. Let's look at it. That's what I said. Hallelujah. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the one rewarded of them that do what? Diligently seek him. Can I tell you something? You can't pray unless you believe. But if he says you believe that he is, that he is the rewarder of them that what? So when you call upon him, here we are again. He said, when you call upon him and seek me, the inventory is open. Boy, the apostle, he preaches to me. I was sitting right there. He said, if you just seek me, I don't have a choice but to reward you. If you call me and you come and ask me, see, that's why the apostle always says, you don't have to go after money. Money goes to what? Come after you. No, because I'm going after him. Yes, sir. And if I go after him, then he told me the inventory is open. Yes. Now, thank God. Our experience leads us to believe that God will answer prayer. Every time you face something in life, don't get frustrated. Don't get upset. Just take that recorder back. I remember when we had that beta VHS. You had to put a machine and rewind it. I don't know how you do a CD now. Just back or something. But anyway, pretend you got a VHS and just rewind the tape. And go back and look at all the things God has done for you. Yes. Go back and look at all the prayers he has answered. Yes. So now, just like David, you go back and say, you know what? I ain't saying. Because, you know, back then I killed a lot. Yes. I killed old God. I knew it wasn't me. But I knew if God brought me through his situation, yes. He got to go through next. That's what prayer does. Our spirit leads us to believe that God will answer my prayer. So now, when I go in, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, I go in with the belief, with the boldness, with the confidence, God will answer this thing. And then when I come out to prayer, I come out knowing he has already answered me. What? Praying breath is never spitting rain. Never spitting rain. You must always remember that prayer is always to be offered in submission to God's will. To whose will? God's will. What? The saint cannot expect to discover deeper experience and to know more of the high spiritual life by being in much prayer. The saint can't expect to discover a deep experience to know more of the high spiritual life by being in much prayer. There's a scripture that's right there. What is that, Lord? That's usually technology. I bet that's what I'm going to do. I want that scripture. We're talking about the deep. I can't find that. I thought it was in Ezekiel somewhere. But it talks about how he started off. The water was to his ankles, then to his knees, then to his loins. And then he got so deep out there, he couldn't swim no farther. That's how we got to be in prayer. We got to get deeper. See, you can't stand on the bank cover let the water hit your feet. See, the deeper you go, the greater the reward. And this is what the apostle is trying to teach us in every aspect of our life. The closer you get to God, the deeper you get to things of God, the bigger and the stronger revelation He can trust you with. Alright? Yes, I think that might be it. 37:1. Ezekiel 47. For your notes. Yeah. That's it. We start in verse 4. And it says, verse 3. And when the man that had the line in his hand, he went eastward and measured 1,000 cubits and brought me through the waters. The waters were to his ankles. Then verse 4 turned to bar to the loins. And verse 5 said he measured 1,000 in the river that he couldn't pass over. The waters were risen. The waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. In other words, he's just talking about getting deep in the things of God. You got to get out of there. You can't stay in a 3-foot pool forever. Ain't nothing 3 foot. But a bunch of kids. No, they got some adults out there too. They haven't been in there yet. The point is, you got to go deeper. Amen. All right? One version of that reason says, I will show you great mighty things. One version reads this, I will show you great and fortify things. In other words, they protect it. Can't nobody get up, but who, Lord, those who pray. Great. Now watch the other one. Another version says, great and reserved things which thou knowest not. There are some things reserved just for prayer. Only a prayer is going to get them. Watch this. I'm going to make a statement. All believers see Christ. Alright? I want you to catch this now. All believers see Christ. But not all believers put their fingers into the prints of his nails or put their hand into his side. All believers see Christ. But not all believers put their fingers into the prints of the nails. Thrust their hand into his side. In other words, many people call on the name of Jesus. Many people pray after death with a son. Many people worship. But many don't get to that place of the 2 inches of God where they can put their fingers into his prince. That means you done got into the holy of holies. That means you done gotten to the presence of God so deep that now you call on Him or seek Him, whatever you need, desire, or want has to come to pass. The reason why for many believers it has not showed up yet because they haven't got close enough to Jesus. Pastor, you gave me that scripture Sunday that was so powerful about worship. I had never thought it before. And I have read 100 times about the true and the true worship and how when they were mocking Jesus, and how they fell down, they said they bowed down, and they were mocking it. They wasn't real. Could it possibly be not only in worship, but in prayer, that we can bend our knees, lift our hands and call on his name, but not do it in truth, not do it in spirit, but out of ritual, out of vain, the Bible talks about vain repetition, to be seen, to be heard. You can call it, but it's those, and we're a living witness of the apostles, we are being a person's presence, who I know has put his hands in the nails with Jesus, or has the nails in his body. We're the presence of a man who I know has put his hands to the side of Jesus. I'm just talking about being in the presence that close. That's what we want to get to. See, in other words, we want to get so close to Jesus that when we pray or give his presence, I can see the holes in his body. I'm right there at that cross. I'm right there in his presence. And the blood hit me. Every time I pray, God got the answer. Amen? All right. That's it for tonight. I don't know. I know for a fact the last week, classes, that's Study those last three. It says 5, 10, 15, should be 15 questions. Something like that. Study the last three. Any questions, email me. I know you will. Now, a lot of times what happens is we get the emails, but the emails are something really sent to Diana, and they respond, and then they ask, I may respond, or she may respond, but maybe something I can't handle. Because they deal with stuff on the computer and all that kind of good stuff. Alright? So if you have any questions, email me. I'll check it out, see what we got. But I'm pretty sure it's gonna be the last three classes. Just study those notes and the exams are gonna come from there. Alright? Alright, God bless you.